beautiful night here so far. I'm Chase Palmer. Alongside me, Glenn Bickerdike, Reggie Cooper, the whole crew here tonight to try to bring you a Maverick victory back down Highway 80 moving east. Glenn, going to be a good one tonight.
I believe so. This is always an exciting matchup. As you mentioned, it is the 112th meeting of these two high schools that are across the county line rivalries. I'm really looking to see a good matchup tonight.
There's been some talk over the last several years, why do we play this game? You know, the enrollments have stretched a little apart. I tell you what, this is an important football game. It's a lot of fun. Last year was very competitive. I think it can be competitive again and stay that way. Glenn, what are your thoughts on that?
I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb. This is going to be a close ball game tonight.
Since 1969, Longview has owned this series. They've won pretty good. They're 44-9 in that span. They've won 20 of the last 21. The Mavs' only two wins since 98, a 35-28 win here in this building in double overtime in the best football game that I have ever seen. And in 2018, the Mavs win at home 28-25.
Then this is going to set up a 3rd and 15. This is the type of situation that we just really did not see last week in Marshall against Tyler High.
Yeah, it's hard for this offense to get in long down and distance situations. 10:30 to go here in the first quarter. We're scoreless from Longview Lobo Stadium. Marshall looking at 3rd down and 15. They've got to get all the way to the 46 for a first down. Sloan under center. Two receivers right, one left. One back in the backfield will be J.Q. Davis. Sloan drops back looking to pass. Has
yes,
time
yes, 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 yes.
By Zachary Smith at the 35-yard line. First down, Marshall.
Great catch, throw, and catch. Collier Sloan just laid that out. Zachary Smith just on a straight fly pattern. That ball hits him right in the hands. Big, big play for the Maverick offense. Going to set it up 1st and 10 at the Longview 35-yard line.
So the Mavericks are going to try a 36-yard field goal from the right hash. Kicking will be number 91 for Marshall. Jesus Jaimes, I believe. Let's see if what happens. Snap back. Ball's down, kicks on the way. It's got the distance, and it is good.
Yes, sir. Your Marshall Mavericks going to take the early lead here in Lobo Land, and a very impressive 4 minute and 21 second drive to open the game here.
So with 7:39 to go in the first quarter, Marshall takes the opening drive, and they convert it to points. Your score, Marshall 3, Longview nothing. Stay with us. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Marshall Maverick football on the heartbeat of East Texas.
The Lobos, they're going to open shop at the 43-yard line, short field here for their opening possession in tonight's ball game.
Second down and about 4 for Longview from their own 49-yard line. Allen in the shotgun, two receivers right, one left. He'll have a back to his right. He'll bring one up back in motion left to right. Allen rolling to his right, trying to look downfield. Lets this one fly, has a man wide open. Catch will be made at the 31-yard line.
There's the guy that we thought we would talk about a lot. That's going to be Jordan Allen to Jalen Hale. Nice pickup.
That's going to bring up 3rd down and about 4 for Marshall.
Allen's going
to be, or Longview, sorry. Allen's going to be under center. Two receivers to the left, one right. Tatum way back here in the backfield. He'll fake the handoff to him. He's rolling to the outside. Has a man wide open at the 10 to the 5, trying to get his way in, and they'll mark him down at the 2.
This Longview offense, very two-dimensional running and throwing offense. It's going to be a handful tonight for this Maverick defense.
1st down and goal for Longview from the 2. I formation. Everybody in shoe-to-shoe, heavy on the right hash. Allen takes it, hands it off to Tatum up the middle. He'll go in untouched. And the Longview Lobos will put one on the board with 4:45 to play here in the first quarter.
Well, that was all set up by a short field. I don't know if that was by design, if Hamas just missed the ball, but he pushed it straight up, and Longview calls fair catch, and they started at the 45-yard line. It's a very short field, running and passing, and they take it straight into the end zone, and 6-3 with the point after awaiting here.
So Longview's going to score that touchdown. Here's the point after. It's up, and it is good. So our new score with 4:45 left to play in the first quarter. Longview 7, Marshall 3. Stay with us. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Marshall Maverick football on the heartbeat of East Texas. Back deep to return this for Marshall. It's going to be Bird and J.Q. Davis. This one.
Oh, no,
my goodness.
No.
It goes out of bounds.
Oh,
but a bad
huge
decision.
Mistake by Bird Robinson. That ball's headed out of bounds, and he stumbles and puts a hand on it, and it's going to be, golly, at the 6.
Third down, a long 7 for Marshall from the 10-yard line. Again, trailing 7-3. Sloan in the shotgun. He'll have a back on either side of him and a wide receiver split wide each side. Longview with a 4-man front. Sloan takes it, drops back. Little screen pass to Bird Robinson. He'll make the catch,
fumble,
and he'll lose the football. I think Longview got it. Let's see.
So. Did he have position, though? The official say it's going to be well, no. Well, he spots the ball like it was going to be fourth down, and then he motions to Longview. The official's mechanics there are not real strong, but that's what we didn't need to happen. The offense puts the ball on the ground, all set up by starting this possession at the 7-yard line, receiving the kickoff and fumbling the ball. So holding them to 3 is a big kudos go to the Maverick defense.
A 24-yard field goal for Longview right up the middle. It is up, and it is good. But the Marshall Mavericks keep them out of the end zone. 1:56 to play in the first quarter. Our new score, Longview 10, Marshall 3. Stay with us. You're listening to Marshall Maverick football on the heartbeat of East Texas. We'll be back. We'll try to get you some numbers on that kicker. Good kick. It's going to be short, rather. It'll be taken by Marshall at the 10-yard line. That's J.Q. Davis. He'll make one man miss. Has a little room out here at the 20, 25. They'll knock him out of bounds about the, 23, maybe 24.
That's going to be out almost to the 30. I think it's going to be like the 20. Like the 29 is where the linesman over here is going to.
And Bird Robinson will be standing back at his 12-yard line. Low snap. He'll scoop it up, and he'll get the kickoff, and it's a boomer. It'll go all the way back to the 35. Longview's going to return this, and Marshall
good
will
job.
Be down to make the tackle at the 43. Allen in the shotgun with a back on either side from the left hash on first and 10. They'll hand it off to Tatum right side. He'll make one Maverick miss.
Up.
Marshall's got it, and we do.
Good job.
Wow, big break there. What a turnover. Tatum was fighting for yards and just coughs the football up.
So Sloan will be under center. One back behind him will be J.Q. Davis from the right hash. He's going to take it, fakes the handoff, drops back looking to pass, has a man out there. He's looking for Ja'Cory Smith. Then he'll be kicked off
right
at the 35 to the 40, 45, 50, and he'll be hit there still on his feet, and he'll take it all the way down to the 43-yard line of Marshall. And that was just a throw-up ball. That one was not one to throw.
Now, that's the first mistake we've seen Collier Sloan make this season. He really nothing there, hoping that Ja'Cory Smith could go up and make the catch. And there was two Longview defenders back there. I didn't get the number on who intercepted that.
So here we go, first down and 10 for Longview from the Marshall 49-yard line. I formation again, Allen under center, a receiver each side. He's going to fake the handoff, rolls to his right, looking for the throwback pass.
Yep.
He's got a man wide open, knocked away. Oh, going to be caught at the 21.
What a great catch.
That was great concentration is what that was.
That was a very good catch by the running back, Taylor Tatum, out of the backfield. He was being covered by Jeco McCoy down the left sideline. And I thought McCoy did a pretty good job there on the coverage, kind of broke it up, and the ball went up in the air, and Taylor's still able to make the catch.
So second down in a long 5 for Longview, 9:49 to play here in the second quarter. It's 10-3 Longview, but they're inside the red zone. Allen will be under center, a back, Tatum all the way back at the 24-yard line. He's going to hand this one to Tatum going right side, big hole. He'll make one man miss, and
touchdown.
He'll take it into the end zone.
Did a good job fighting off those blocks. Again, it's like Taylor Tatum. He may be the star of the game tonight, certainly thus far for the Longview Lobos. He's done a great job toting the football out of the backfield, and as we saw on the previous play, making a great catch going down the sideline and pretty good coverage by the Maverick defense. So second score, the Lobos are set to kick the extra point here to try to extend the lead to 17-3.
Well, Longview doesn't take long. They go two plays to cash in on the turnover. The kick is up, and it is good.
That one, I thought that one had sailed wide to the right. It was just inside the upright. But nonetheless, it's good, and it's going to make it 17-3 with 9:29 to play here in the first half.
We're going to take a quick 30-minute, 30-second break. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Marshall Maverick football on the heartbeat of East Texas. Here comes the kick from the Lobos. They're going to be a little pooch kick. There's nobody there. Ball's on the turf, and I think Longview's going to recover it.
I believe you're right. It doesn't look good. just seeing the bodies that were around the ball, I think Longview's going to probably come up with it. No, I hope I'm wrong.
Nobody just got on it. Yeah. They just watched it roll around, and that's an error from Marshall in special teams. That's going to be the third or fourth turnover of the first half here for Marshall. From the 32-yard line of Marshall come the Lobos. Two receivers left, high formation. Allen's going to drop back, fakes it, looking to pass. He's got a man across the middle. It will be a touchdown.
That's wide one play. Open. That was DeKalen Reese again. He was there with the coverage with Logan Presley, and he's just outmanned him and went up, made a great, it was a great throw by the quarterback, Jordan Allen. We know that he can sling the football, and just like that, they are punching the Mavericks right in the mouth.
That started from what yard line? Marshall?
32.
So that's one play, 32 yards. That's a 32-yard pitch and catch from Allen to, who was that?
That was Reese.
To Reese. DeKalen
Reese.
And the point after is good. We're going to keep it right here. 32-yard pass to DeKalen Reese. And that'll make our new score Longview 24, Marshall 3. And, woo, it's kind of gotten away all of a sudden. And Longview scored in their last couple of possessions. Listen to this, guys. A three-play possession ends in a field goal. A two-play possession ends in a touchdown. And a one-play possession ends in a touchdown. That is 17 points in a flash. Here comes the kick from the Lobos. This one will drive Marshall deep. Bird's going to take it at the one-yard line, to the 5, to the 10. And he'll be hit and dropped by a host of Lobos. Might get to the 13. Fourth down here for Marshall from their own 20-yard line. Fourth and 3. Collier Sloan under center. A wide receiver split wide each side. 8 seconds left on the play clock. And Bird back. This is going to be a punt. Quick punt to Bird. Here comes the penalty flags. And that's going to be a short punt. It's going to go out of bounds at the Marshall 36-yard line.
I tell you, I'm really impressed with the way this Longview offense, their play selection, and their execution.
Boy, Marshall really needs to get a stop here and get the ball back.
Yeah, and just a note that Longview gets the opening possession in the second half as well.
Second down and 10 for the Longview Lobos. I formation Longview. Fakes the handoff. Actually, that was a busted play, and they're going to end up scoring on it. To the 5, Marshall totally discombobulated on defense. Easy touchdown for the Lobos, and that'll extend it to 30-3.
Yeah, Jordan Williams, the outside linebacker, he knew he blew. He came rushing up, and Tatum comes out of the backfield, and he tries to change directions, but Tatum gets a step on him and able to catch up, and that was an easy score for the Longview offense.
I mean, Jordan on that faked the wrong direction, so there was some miscommunication in that backfield. Still wide open was the back out of the flat. Marshall has not covered that tonight as we await the point after the kick is up, and it's good. And that makes your new score right before halftime. 5:31 to play here in the half. It's Longview 31, Marshall 3. Stay with us. You're listening to Marshall Maverick Football. We'll be back in 30 seconds. So here we go. It'll bring up, this will be a fourth down play for Marshall from the Longview 40-yard line. Again, they trail 31-3 with 27 seconds left in the half. Collier Sloan will be in the shotgun. There'll be a wide receiver split wide each side. J.Q. Davis will be to his right. He'll be standing at the 45-yard line. Snap is back. He's going to be pressured a bit. He's going to dump this one.
That's what we didn't need to have.
Going to throw a pick there at the 40 to the 30, or to the 45 to the 47.
That's what I was afraid of. You don't want to, certainly don't want to give him a pick six. Hopefully here with 19 seconds, hopefully Longview will do what they should do and take a knee here.
And that'll be it for the first half here from Longview, Texas. Our score at the half, it's Longview 31, Marshall 3. We've got some neat stuff for you at halftime, so stay with us. We're going to talk to the director of the University Interscholastic League. We're going to have her with us next. So stay with us. You're listening to Marshall Maverick Football on the heartbeat of East Texas. Here comes a pooch kick from Marshall on the opening possession. It falls. Looks like Marshall might have had a chance to recover that. They do not. So Longview will take over. Not great field position for the Lobos. It'll be at the 34-yard line. Here's the punt. Will be taken by J.Q. Davis. He'll be hit immediately at the 21, maybe the 22-yard line. So Sloan will be under center. Two receivers right, one left. He'll drop back to pass. Here come the Lobos with some pressure. He's going to throw this one up to Ja'Cory Smith. He'll make the catch. Nope, he'll drop it.
He had his hands on it, and the defender, again, they do a great job in coverage. and able to free that ball loose, and the Mavericks will turn the ball over on downs. Lobos will have first and 10 from their own 28-yard line.
Well, they're not short of people. They got 70 folks over here to pick from.
79, actually.
So Allen in the shotgun, a back on his right. Second down, about four. He'll hand it to him again. Oh, big hole, and off he goes.
He's going to go the distance.
30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Longview.
That's the backup running back. He's on that prior play, number 15, Elijah Johnson.
And that, I believe, is only two plays again. That's 53 yards for Elijah Johnson.
I think it's going to be three plays, I believe. Yeah.
Is that three?
He has three plays on that drive. And just blew right through the front seven there of the Mavericks, and he goes the distance, outruns the defensive backs to the goal line, and we're about to have a 38-3 runaway here.
So as we await the point after, the snap is down, snap is back, hold down, and Michael Fields kicks it true. So with 4:11 to play in the third quarter, our new score after the Community Health Corps Longview touchdown. It's Longview 38. Marshall 3, stay with us. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Marshall Maverick Football on the heartbeat of East Texas.
We tackled somebody.
Well, I guess we can share what we were giggling about there right before we went to the break. We were all just kind of looking down the field, and the Longview young man that carries the flag is sprinting down the field. And he gets about the 25, and he got tackled by the turf and tumbled with the flag. It was the most amusing thing we've seen so far tonight.
Yeah, turf monster got him. That's Gatson. He'll pick up eight.
Yes.
So
Shamaz Gatson.
Second and two. We're going to give it to him again, left side. He'll cut it up inside, and he'll score. Gatson takes it in from the three-yard line. And that'll be a three-yard touchdown run for Gatson.
That's a name that's part of the Maverick future, number 27, sophomore running back. He'll certainly have his opportunity next year as he's other two running backs are seniors.
So Marshall comes out in the swinging gate, and they're going to run the swinging gate left side, and it'll be a two-point conversion. It'll be good. They'll swing it to the left to Bird, who will throw the two-point conversion. I believe that's Zachary Smith.
Zachary Smith on the catch. Just say that was the old swinging gate razzle-dazzle, and Mavericks are going to post 8 points there on that drive. It's going to close the gap to 38-11.
So the Mavericks go down the field. We're going to get you that scoring recap in just a minute. The Community Health Corps touchdown from Marshall will make it 38-11. That's a big gain there for the Lobos. How much was that? 13 yards.
And they may be content here to let that be the last play of the third quarter as the play clock is over the game clock. So that's going to do it for the third quarter here at Lobo Stadium.
That'll do it. Our score, Longview 38, Marshall 11. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Marshall Maverick Football on the heartbeat of East Texas. Really good job. That's also a loss of down, so the Lobos are going to try a field goal. This should be a 34-yarder. The kick is up, and it is good. 34-yard field goal. The kick is up, and it's good. We'll see who that is. Who's that number 14 for the Longview Lobos? Looks like, nope. Who's that kicking?
He's the 14's the holder. Now that's the guy that's been kicking all night, number 98, Michael Fields.
Well, he has been money all night long, and he'll add to the lead.
He is a good kicker. If I can get my app here, it's kind of skipping.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in about 30 seconds. You're listening to Marshall Maverick Football on the heartbeat of East Texas. And we'll try this one again. Bird will stand all the way back at the 5-yard line. Here's the snap. Good snap. Here's the kick. This one's going to be really high, and it's going to be a little short. It'll be taken by the Lobos at the 48. They're going to mark him actually at the 46.
46, yeah. I think they're going to. It's probably by the time this play gets underway, we're going to be well under 2 minutes to play. Sure like to see the Mavericks keep them out of the end zone here, and not that 41-11 is respectable, but it's better than 48-11.
Well, I formation again for Tut and his comrades in the green. He'll take the snap. He'll hand it off to the back. He'll just walk in the end zone. Yep. They won't touch him till he gets to the line, till the goal line. That's an easy touchdown for the Longview Lobos.
And there's that Wolf, Allen, again, that Lobo. I've heard that many, way too many times in my almost 57 years of living.
That is seven plays, according to Reggie Cooper. All power, all either fullback or tailback. How many yards was that, Reggie Cooper?
Hang on a second.
Doing a little math down there.
Well, you know it's not a good night when the opposing team allows their backup kicker to come in and attempt an extra point. Here comes the Longview flag bearer. Let's see if he can make it down the field without falling.
Well, that should be our last touchdown or score of the night at the 139 mark here in the fourth quarter. The Longview Lobos tack on another one.
It's 44 yards.
How many plays was that, Reggie Cooper?
I got seven plays.
Seven plays, 44 yards.
Plus some help with penalties.
And that ended with a, what, six?
Five-yard run.
Five-yard touchdown run. So your final score looks like it's going to be 48-11. Tell you what, Longview's everything they're billed to be, though. That's a really good football team. I don't see them losing until they get to the playoffs.
If then.
Yeah, I don't see anybody in that district.
I don't know who's going to beat it between now and then.
This one will run off in the 112th matchup of the Longview Lobos and the Marshall Mavericks is in the book. And it'll go to the green and the gold. Our final score tonight, Longview 48, Marshall 11. We're going to take about a 3-minute break, and we'll go into the post-game halftime, or the post-game show, rather, get all the stats from Reggie Cooper, and we'll give you some scores from around the area. Again, your final score tonight, Longview 48, Marshall 11. Stay with us. You're listening to Marshall Mavericks football on the Heartbeat of East Texas.